B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Today's a vastly different game. Today, we throw back, and it's going to be to not too long ago. Today, we're going to go back to 2013, 7 years ago. If you remember, Chip Kelly began his coaching career at the Eagles on a Monday night. The first of the doubleheader Monday nights. Monday, September the 9th, week one, Eagles in Washington, a 7-10 kickoff. We had the big guys, the Grew Dog, and Mike Tirico on the call. Let's start with the opening kickoff. Eagles receive, and Tirico talks about Eagles' new head coach, Chip Kelly.
Teams 29 and 30 to start this 2013 NFL season. The old rivals of the meeting, now in their 80th year, banging heads, the Eagles and the Redskins. All set. Mike Shanahan and the Redskins, year four for Mike. Chip Kelly's team won the toss, and we'll get a look at the offense right away. They chose to receive. Kai Forbath set to kick. Damaris Johnson back to receive. And off we go, season 44 of Monday Night Football. Johnson from 8 yards deep takes a knee. One of the immediate questions with this Eagle offense, and you're going to see a lot of names that you know. How fast will they go? What will be the tempo? How many plays can they squeeze in with Vic and McCoy and DeSean Jackson? Remember, they're missing Jeremy Maclin, hurt his knee in the preseason. We will not see him this year. Their offensive line is good. It is a strength of this team, as John has talked about. See what the tempo is starting here.
Wow. Pretty wild. All right, let's listen to all of the Eagles' first drive, right? It was 10 plays, and it lasted less than 3 minutes of football time. Now, it ended, unfortunately, with a turnover, but just listen to the first drive. This game's amazing. And listen to the speed at which they ran.
Cooper, the receiver in motion. Vic's first pass is caught by Cooper. He gains a half dozen to the 26-yard line.
And I think it's going to be interesting to see how quickly Ron Winter, the head official, allows the ball to be spotted tonight. That's the speed limit Chip Kelly is looking for. How fast will this officiating crew spot the ball?
11 seconds to spot it, 6 to snap it. Vic in the slot, Frank Selick to midfield and into Redskin territory for a first down.
Ball goes one way, the linebackers bite, and there goes Selick right down the seam. These tight ends are a big component in this Chip Kelly offense. Third different formation. Spread.
Gain of 28. Third pass. It's DeSean Jackson. Gets a block on the edge. And Jackson's to the 30-yard line. Gain of 16. Buckle up. Here we go.
Zone read with a built-in bubble screen. And in this offense, you need receivers that can block. That time Avant and Riley Cooper sustain the perimeter well for Jackson, who's very dangerous.
Next to the game clock is the play clock. It resets at 40 when a player goes down in bounds. So it takes 18 seconds from the end of the last play to this play. A run by LeSean McCoy. Gains about 6.5 yards. They've run 4 plays in a minute.
You take this offense, takes the crowd out of the game. All his screaming and yelling 5 minutes ago. It's as quiet as I've ever seen it early in a season opener. These fans don't know what hit them.
Third and four in field goal range. It'll be a McCoy run. And LeSean spinning. Yard shy of the first down is the first decision for Chip Kelly at 4th and 1.
Chip Kelly loves to go for it. He went for it 118 times at Oregon, and it looks like there's no decision here, Mike. He's going to stay on a gas.
Yeah, and go for it, John, with the personnel out there. So those short yardage personnel in for Washington. 4th and 1. It's a run with McCoy, who's got the first down to the 17-yard line.
They told us they were going to go fast. I've never seen it this fast. And Chip Kelly has the Washington Redskins on their heels.
Interesting to see if Philly can keep up this tempo. McCoy dancing to the left. LeSean McCoy picking up blockers. McCoy inside the five. First and goal, Philadelphia.
Genetics is a big part of this offense. Spread system. You got to make one-on-one tackles. There's a missed tackle. Another missed tackle. And don't forget, LeSean McCoy is one of the most difficult men to bring down in one-on-one situations.
Gain of a dozen. First and goal from the fourth. The umpire has to go behind the defense inside the five. Fifth. Surveyed. That's knocked down. I don't know if that was a forward pass or not. They're going to pick it up and run with it. That was not called incomplete on the field. And running back the other way are the Redskins and D'Angelo Hall. I think that's a backward pass and a touchdown as Hall goes all the way the other way. On the field, no incomplete call. And Ron Winter signals touchdown Redskins.
All right, so it wild, right? Go back to where you were watching the game. Tyrone was on his honeymoon watching the game.
Really?
Yeah. I said, tell me your eyes weren't popping out. He goes, I couldn't believe I was watching.
Yeah, that day I said the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
It was outrageous, right? Now, the freakish play happens and Washington up 7-0. The offense goes right back down the field. And on the first play, after a few minutes to catch their breath, Vic finds Deshaun for 25. And then that's followed by a 10-yard run by LeSean. And this Eagle offense is just like a video game.
10 plays in 3 minutes and 6 seconds on the opening drive. Act 2 begins at 20. And there goes the speedy Deshaun Jackson. Picked up at the 46 by Bakari Rambo, the rookie safety out of Georgia.
The more you spread your offense out, the more the defense has to spread out. And the more space Deshaun Jackson has to run after the catch. So far, he's looked fast.
Game 26 is a read. It is a big crease from McCoy. After the first down by David Amerson in the corner.
They're running a zone read with a built-in pop pass. Vic can hand the ball to McCoy or he can throw the pop pass to Celek. He's got 3 ways to go and Washington can't figure out what to do.
That was wild. Only it was wild. The Birds get a field goal to drive to make it 7-3 and then they get the ball back and on the first play from scrimmage for RG3 Redskins, Alfred Morris fumble, and the Eagles go back on offense.
Alfred Morris behind him was a huge part of the offense's success. He fumbled the football, and the Eagles have it right away, and Michael Kendricks with the recovery. Eagle ball at the 25, the scrum, and a little bit of a scuffle post-play.
Ball is clearly out, and that's one thing the Philadelphia Eagles struggled to do last year, and that's generate turnovers. That time, Trent Cole, who's converted as an outside linebacker, walks this down from the backside, and that ball is out. But Philadelphia struggled to create turnovers a year ago, and what a great start for this Eagle defense under new defensive coordinator Bill Davis.
Billy Davis. All right, so Washington turns the ball over, and now here you go, Eagles, back on offense again.
As fast as Philadelphia likes to play on offense, the one thing the quarterback cannot do is rush a decision with this frenetic tempo. So far, Vic has made very good decisions, and that's hard to do sometimes, Mike, when you're playing this fast. This is the 19th play for Philly already.
Defense is sitting there going, are you kidding me? I thought we were going to get at least 5 minutes to catch our breath. From the Washington 25, it is Vic with Tom. Fires end zone. Touchdown. Deshaun Jackson and the Eagles take the lead.
Oh, crazy. This game was just wild. Birds back on defense. Remember, they forced a fumble on the first drive for Washington. Drive number two. Here's another turnover. This time, a pick.
Santana Moss, the veteran, is in the game. In the slot for Robert Griffin. 3rd and 9. The Eagles rush 5. Griffin down the middle is intercepted. Trying to get it to Moss, but Brandon Boykin with the pick. and chased out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
That's a bad decision by Robert Griffin. Third down and long. He's late down the middle, and the man he's throwing it to is covered. And that's two turnovers for this Philadelphia Eagle defense. They had 13 all last year.
All right, so then the Eagles get the ball back. Donkey Leg Jones pins Washington. Washington gets a safety. The Eagles get a safety because Washington, RG3 can't get out of the end zone often. So now, believe it or not, the game slows down for the rest of the first quarter and half of the second quarter. But let's pick things up. Eagles on offense. Second and 13, 7 minutes left before halftime. Chip Kelly and Mike Vick take care of the rest. Listen to this.
Collapsing pocket, Vick just throws it, gives McCoy space to run under it. And the gain is four as D'Angelo Hall and Perry Riley Jr. close quickly.
Nice job by Vick finding his check down receiver. But once again, a third down and long situation. Here comes the pass rush. Look at Michael Vick off the play action, surveying down the field. The clock goes off. He checks the ball down to McCoy. And here's Kerrigan, who has ruined the night so far for the Eagle offensive line. They have struggled to find him and block him.
Again, Brian Keel almost came in through that time, but Vic had enough time to get it to Jackson. That's going to be a flag on the sideline.
Personal foul, number 23 defense. Post collar pulling the runner to the ground. 15 yards, first down.
Also, John, and Jackson Hall got into it over time. This is two players who get into it. They continue the jawing here. This is over by the Redskins sideline. And the line judge, Gary Arthur, got in between the two guys.
D'Angelo Hall, he's played with Michael Vick in Atlanta. He's played with RG3 here in Washington. He hates the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think Jackson feels the same way about Washington.
No matter what happens on the play, it'll be interesting at the bottom of the screen as McCoy runs to the left. He gets across the 30 and out of bounds, and they're pushing and shoving again. Plays nowhere near them, and they're... conversation continues. Jackson sent over the timeout to cool down. Vick down the middle. Caught by the tight end, Selleck. Eagle touchdown.
The number one pass play in this Philadelphia Eagle offense. Only flash bubble wide over and nobody covers Selleck. Beautiful play action, ball faking by Vick. They have a bubble screen at the top of the screen, and you're going to see Selleck on an over route. Linebackers bite on the fake. The Redskins react to the bubble screen, and Michael Vick has his second touchdown pass off of play action. Hard to defend.
Crazy, right? Absolutely crazy. Our Eagles defense then forces a three and out. Sav Rocca, remember that name? Sav Rocca, the Aussie who was here punting for Washington, shanks one. Eagles great field position. And listen to this.
That's the 20th first down for Philadelphia. 20. Washington has two. Second and goal. We reach a minute. Is Vick keeping? Vick to the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Vick.
The only concern I have is how much do you want Michael Vick to run the football? You hand the ball to McCoy, you slam it in there with Bryce Brown, and now you fake it to LeSean McCoy, and Michael Vick explodes across the goal line, and he's going to take a hit on his left shoulder. Looks like they got him on the right side there, but what an outstanding drive by this Philadelphia Eagle offense.
So it's halftime. The Eagles lead 26-7. Yeah. You looked at it, and you were like, wow, what am I watching? What is this? Start of the second half wasn't much better for the Redskins. On the fourth play of the third quarter, another turnover.
There goes Ben Garcon and Santana Moss at to the top of the screen. Leonard Hankerson, 85, is at the bottom. Bring five. It's picked up, and Griffin's pass is intercepted. Diving catch by Kerry Williams. Went to the ground, maintained possession, And it's another Redskin turnover, their third of the night.
Nothing on that throw at all. Griffin tries to throw an outside breaking route to the wide side of the field, and Gary Williams lays out and makes a great interception. Had four last year for the Ravens. That might be the best play I've seen Gary Williams make ever.
Sconces comes up big on the opener. Eagles ball back again. Now, second play of the drive. Another big play.
Loss of four. Off the great first half, LeSean McCoy. What a move by McCoy. Look at McCoy. What a run. Eagle touchdown. Oh. Hey,
that'll be on one of the top plays of the week shows. DJ Biggers is asking himself, how did that happen?
How crazy was that?
Prime Shady.
Jim on the text board, how in the world could Chip Kelly let go of DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy?
Exactly.
He might still be coaching in the NFL had he kept those guys.
He'll still be with the Eagles.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But one of the pitfalls from Chip was what he did to his defense. That Tempo.
Touchdown, first down, get down.
Well, it kills your defense with under 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Washington gets its first touchdown of the game on offense and begins its comeback.
The game is 17. Kyle Shanahan's offense is first and goal from the first down. Try to squeeze in a touchdown here before the end of the quarter. Finish up! Darrell Young, the fullback, leading the way. Alfred Morris cuts it back. And a Redskin touchdown.
That's an excellent run by second-year man Alfred Morris.
All right, well, Washington starts the comeback trail. Birds back on offense. Our man Jason Avant with the catch, the reception, but a big hit.
With a big loss, Vic to Jason Avant. And a go low to make the catch. Lost the football. Picked up by the Redskins. Radley can still get up and run. And he does. Inside the 15-yard line.
New ball game.
Get a look here as Avant was fighting for yards. Anything close to down? Not even close. Big hit made by Josh Wilson to spin it out.
Four plays later, Washington strikes again.
The four-man rush is Griffin. It is Leonard Hankerson. And the Redskins are back in it. And they should be going for two here to try to make it an 11-point game.
All right. Next drive for the Birds. Seven plays. You think good, right? But they only take 2.5 minutes off the clock. That's right. Washington back on offense, plenty of time, but the defense, as gassed as it was, came up with a big play.
First down awaits at the 27. Can they get there? Rushing five. Griffin fires down the middle. It is incomplete with no flag. Gary Williams makes the hit on Aldrick Robinson after Robinson contacted the ball. And a good-looking drive is stopped with four consecutive incompletions, and the Eagles have it on down.
There was big play because the Eagles get nothing on offense. Next drive, the Eagles force Washington to use all three of their timeouts. Washington comes down, and man, they score again. The Eagles' defense is fatigued.
Second and 8, Griffin. End zone shot. Touchdown, Hankerson. Redskins still alive.
Boy, Patrick Chung needs to have better ball skills than that. The one place you can't get beat is deep. And Chung, he just has to continue to backpedal and time his jump. But Philadelphia needs a safety that can make a play on a deep ball.
Ooh.
Got to keep track of the deepest on the field at all times if you're a safety, especially in this situation.
And it begs, how did Patrick Chung become a big deal for Belichick.
Like a star.
Amazing.
That was pretty damn good.
Amazing. The Eagles defense gives up a big play, so it's 33-27. Inside of the touchdown, one score game. They then go for an onside kick. Eagles recover and kneel down, run at the clock. So Chip Kelly's first game is a victory, 33-27. But I want you to go back there. We're going to continue the conversation coming up. And in addition to the old school, new school stuff, remember what you saw that night. And remember, I for one, was blown away. I really was. They looked, it was fast. It looked crazy. It looked completely like nothing we've ever seen before.
I think culture is more important than scheme. So pretty straightforward, black and white.
Yeah, it's amazing because he can preach that, but he was wrong as all get out because his culture was rotten. Because he was a rotten guy. Maybe if he actually had the emotional intelligence of Doug Peterson, they could have done something. Certainly that first year, because you took teams by surprise. D coordinators had a lot of trouble with the tempo piece of it all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.